This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, Bill and Alyssa from the Q Morning Show present Can't Read, Can't Write.
Welcome to Can't Read, Can't Write. Finally, we're here, the 21st birthday episode. No one in this room is celebrating a 21st birthday. This is when I tell the story of my 21st birthday. And the reason we're doing it this week is because I just celebrated my 50th birthday. So that means I would have celebrated my 21st birthday,
29 years ago.
Can't read, can't write, can't do math.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds pretty correct for us.
Yeah, 29 years ago. This story...
That's crazy.
In 29 years, I have not come up with a better story.
I mean, I feel like the 21st birthday, though, that's the one that's supposed to stick with you.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's... If you have a memory of a birthday, that's a good one to have.
And the night of my 21st birthday, it did stick with me, and you're about to find out coming up in this episode. A couple other things that I wanted to mention. Well, next week, we're going to talk about Alyssa's 21st/22nd birthday.
Yes.
So that'll be next week. And I was trying to think, I've celebrated other birthdays at Kent. I just don't remember. I did celebrate 30 there.
I was going to say, did you go back and like celebrate any birthdays after you were already out of school? Because I feel like Kent is so much fun. Like, I wish that we were like going down for your birthday. But
I really wanted to.
Yeah.
I looked into it as much as I could.
I know, but it's also like school is in session and college kids scare me. They're so cool.
What do you mean? Like, you wouldn't want to be there when they're there?
No.
Why?
No, because okay, so this is behind the curtain. We've talked about this in like work meetings and stuff, but I'm the baby. I'm the baby all the time.
I don't get it.
I can't be the old lady.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I can't be the old lady. I need to be the baby in the establishments I enter. If that means that I have to go to like bingo at a church, I'll do it. But, like, I'm not going to be the oldest one in that room.
See, I was going to say, because college kids don't care how old you are when you're out at Kent. I mean, I never cared when I was in college and there would be, you know, old people in the bar. That never bothered me.
No, it never really bothered me either.
It's kind of Kent's, it's in Kent's DNA.
It is, because it is, like, a place that I think is difficult to leave once you graduate, because I stayed it, like, an extra year. I was impossible to get me out of there. The only thing that got me to leave Kent was going to San Diego.
I never was a part of a fraternity at Kent. Mm-hmm. I never really wanted to. But at the same time, just being an alumni of Kent, an alumnus of Kent, I mean, it kind of feels like we're in the same fraternity.
Right. It kind of does.
And it makes sense that people come back and want to relive some of the greatest memories of their lives.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm sure that other schools do this as well. Like, I know Ohio State does a really good job with bringing alums back, but I know Kent does like the homecoming parade and the game, and that's a big alumni day. So I feel like they do a really good job at trying to get alumni to come back, because it is a school that I feel like, for the most part, it's local kids going. You know, most of the people that go don't live more than like an hour away.
Okay, so yeah, I did celebrate my 30th birthday at Kent. That was, so I was living in West Palm Beach at the time.
Oh, so you came back.
Yeah, I...
Now, was this specifically to go to Kent?
Yeah, Paula didn't, she did not attend. So I flew back home by myself. Mm-hmm. And my parent, I just stayed with my parents. And then I met up with some friends and we rented a hotel room at the University Inn where I lived when I was in college.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
And so we just, we went to Ray's, we had dinner there, and I think we just stayed there the entire night.
Yeah, that seems to be a trend with you, a theme.
It was much more of an adult-oriented night. I don't think anybody went crazy on my 30th.
Well, you should have.
I was going to say, as well, we shouldn't have.
No, I think you should have. I hope that the next time that we go down there, we plan it out so that, like, you actually, like, the kids are at grandma's for the night. Like, they're staying there. That way I can see Bill in, like, true Kent State flash form.
I don't know if I can go that hard anymore. I don't even know if my body can handle it.
Well, there's only one way to find out.
It's been a long, long time that I drank to excess.
There's only one way to find out.
A long time. what else can we talk about? There's one other thing I wanted to mention. So thank you for listening to this podcast. Last year, if you remember, Alyssa, there was some interest from Kent State from a, I'm not going to name the specific group or department, but there was some interest from an organization at Kent to have us down to do our podcast live down there.
I'll say it because those are my people. That's okay. I still feel like, once you're a mother of this organization, which I was, you're always kind of a mother. No, it's BSR, Black Squirrel Radio, which is my home.
And it almost happened. It almost happened that we went down, we were going to go down last fall to do a live podcast down there. And then I guess it just got too difficult to put it all together. And they said, all right, let's push it off to the spring.
Yeah.
But I think that it's March. The spring semester would be any. Well, Kent State is on spring break this week.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's really early. I mean, I was going to say, because honestly, we're not that far behind. DJ auditions tend to be like very end of January. So they would have just had like their first month of shows. So
anyway, I haven't heard from anyone, so I'm assuming they're not inviting us down for spring semester.
Okay, let me contact.
Well, I don't force it.
Oh, we're not gonna again. I am mother of this station circa 2000. What was that? 14 to 15? No, this is my baby. We're going back. That's my child.
Well, maybe we could plan something for this fall.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. I'm definitely going back down to Kent. I think probably the next time will be May 4th. I looked, May 4th is on a Sunday this year, and I haven't been to one of the May 4th like memorial celebrations in so long, but Bryce has never been ever, and like we've never even walked around like Taylor Hall by like the statues and stuff, and I was thinking about it over the weekend, and I was like, you know what? The more years go by, the less people that we're going to have speaking that were there, so I'm like, I got to get him down there.
How elaborate does Kent State still do their May 4th, what's the word I'm looking for? Their recognition of May 4th. How elaborate does it get these days?
I mean,
like, how many years later are we?
So this will be 55 years later this year.
Yeah.
And so I screenshotted it, so it's perfect. So it is a whole thing. It's the May 4th commemoration. So it's 3 hours down at Kent on May 4th, and they do like a moment of silence by the victory bell at 12:24, like when everything happened. They have speakers. I think that they even have like a band. Yeah, they have music on the commons will proceed and then be after everything is done as well. So I think it'll be nice. I haven't been to one since I was a student.
I was going to say I was there for 25.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a big deal. I think Crosby, Stills, and Nash were there.
Okay.
To perform. It was a really big deal that year. What else do I remember about May 4th?
I'm sure 50th was a big one too. I just wasn't here.
I wasn't there either. I know they would cancel classes between like noon and 2.
Mm-hmm.
But a 3-hour ceremony?
Yeah, it's from 11 to 2.
Wow.
Yeah, so it should be nice. I'm really excited. Have you made it down to the May 4th Museum? Like
no.
The exhibit? I haven't either, actually. So I want to check that out too and see what's there and show Bryce. Because I always talk about, like, he loves Star Wars.
Uh-huh.
And every year he's like, may the 4th be with you.
Right.
And I'm sitting there like, May 4th, 1970, unarmed students on the campus of Kent State University were gunned down.
Those are two very separate things.
I know, but they fall on the same day.
Yeah.
So I need to show him.
He doesn't think that Kent State was about Star Wars.
No.
Okay.
No, it's just that because he grew up in California, it's not as big of a deal, and it's not something that they even like recognize on a year-to-year basis. Where even here, if you didn't go to Kent, you're going to see stuff on the news. Every year they do the commemoration. You see what I'm saying?
No, I guess I'm a little surprised that they still put that much effort into it after so many years.
Well, absolutely, because I'll just say what my... Because we had to take a class. I think we've talked about this. You didn't have to. We had to take a half semester class every single freshman on May 4th.
Hmm.
Like, so it was like an 8-week class. And the professor, every single class, week after week, the second that we forget it happens is when it'll happen again. Which is exactly why I think they make such a big deal about it.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm excited to do that. You know, even as a student there, I feel like I started to get like, oh, like, why are we still doing this? Oh, it's so in the past. Let it go. And now that I'm not a student anymore, like, I get it.
Well, I'm not like that. I'm not I'm more, I don't know if they even have 3-hour ceremonies for 9/11 anymore.
Oh, I'm sure they, oh, come on. Yes, they do.
Do they?
Yes.
Three-hour ceremonies?
At Ground Zero, yeah, I'm sure that they do. Between speakers and everything, yes.
Okay.
I am nearly positive.
Well, good for Kent.
Yeah. So if you and Paula want to come, bring the boys. Why not? Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Like I said, it's for me, I really just want to go because he's never seen it. He's never heard the speakers. And I'm like, I took a whole class. Like,
yeah.
So let's at least go and get you a little bit of history.
Okay. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, finally, my 21st birthday story. Next on Can't Read, Can't...
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right. Welcome back to Can't Read, Can't Write. We are finally here. I am about to tell my 21st birthday story. How long have I been teasing you with my 21st birthday story?
I was literally just about to say I have been waiting months.
It has been months
for this story.
Because when Alyssa and I first started this podcast, when we identified things that we wanted to talk about, I think like way back in the summer, we said one of the topics should be our 21st birthdays.
And I think we even had said months ago, like, okay, we will plan this around your birthday in March. So, like, I knew I would have to wait. But, like, I have tried to get Bill to, like, give me hints, tell me something, anything, and he's lips are zipped.
So, my birthday, I had a milestone birthday this past weekend. I turned 50.
The big 50.
But, however, there is no other birthday that was more important to me than my 21st birthday.
That one is still going down in history as your most important.
Most important, but also most memorable.
You remember it?
Yeah, I'm going to share with you every detail that I can remember.
That was more of what I was saying is like 21st birthday, and you're telling me that you actually were coherent enough to make memories?
It's still my favorite. It might be my favorite story. If not my favorite, it's my favorite birthday, but also my favorite story to tell.
Okay.
Of all my stories. So my favorite stories are in order. My 21st birthday story. Number two is the birth of my first child. Number three is my wedding. Number four is the birth of my second. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, poor Drew. No.
21st birthday story. Okay, here we go. So the year was 1996, March of 1996. And if you remember on previous podcasts, I've talked about how right around that time I was working nights at WKDD in Akron.
Mm-hmm.
So my days consisted of going to school all day, and at night I would work. I would be on the air from 7 until midnight.
Mm-hmm.
I had virtually no social life at all. And I didn't really have any friends because I was just, it was just school and work.
Yeah.
That was it.
I mean, you didn't have time for anything else.
Right. So who am I going to celebrate my 21st birthday with? Well, there was this person who I met in my classes, because sometimes that was really my only socializing back then was just meeting people that I went to class with and hanging out with them. So for some reason, I had met this person named Kate, and we must have had a lot of classes together and established a relationship. Nothing romantic here at all.
Okay.
I wasn't attracted to Kate. She wasn't attracted to me. In fact, she was attracted to another person who is a key part of this story. We will get to that.
Okay.
So Kate said, hey, 21st birthday, I'm going to take you out. It's going to be me and a friend. We're going to take you out for your 21st birthday. I'm like, all right, let's do it.
Heck yeah, let's go.
So that particular year, my birthday was on a Saturday. So my 21st birthday was on a Saturday.
Wow. Okay. So like the universe was really making that happen for you.
So what happened was Kate came over to my apartment along with a friend who, by the way, as an aside, her friend was like super hot. I had a crush on her friend.
I was wondering if the friend was a guy or a girl. I'm assuming it was a girl.
No, her name was Christina.
Okay.
And I mean, there's no mystery to this story. Nothing happened between me and Christina.
Okay.
Nothing at all. But still, she came over to celebrate my 21st birthday with me. And they came over to my apartment like maybe around 10 o'clock so we could pregame a little bit. We knocked out some natty lights in my apartment.
Yeah, you did.
Yes, I was underage drinking for 2 hours before my 21st birthday.
We won't tell.
And then once it hit midnight, we walked, because I lived at the University Inn, we walked down Franklin Street. And the first bar that we went to was...
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Rays.
Rays!
Yay!
Ding. It was Rays.
Of course it was Rays.
There was no line, but when they checked my ID, they noticed it was my 21st birthday, and they stamped my forehead.
Your forehead?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Now, why did they stamp your forehead?
Yeah, I'm wondering.
So everyone in the bar knows it's your 21st birthday.
Wait, that's dangerous.
Yes. And you're about to find out why. So the tradition at Rays on your birthday is you're supposed to get a free drink. I don't know if it's still this way, but you're supposed to get a free drink at the downstairs bar, and you're supposed to get a free drink at the upstairs bar.
Okay.
So we start downstairs, and I get my free drink. And I don't think there was really a discussion about it.
Was it a drink or was it a shot?
It was a drink.
Okay, because now I think that they do shots.
The bartender made me a Father Mucker.
Oh, that's like how you're starting the night?
Yes, that was my first. Well, not my first drink of the night because I had some beers beforehand.
But like your first drink in the bar.
Yeah, by this time it's midnight.
Yeah,
and I'm feeling pretty good, and I suck down a Father Mucker.
A Father Mucker.
I don't even know what's in it. They just made it for me, and I drank it.
They're blue, right?
I thought they were red.
Are they red?
But they might be blue.
Father Mucker.
The details do get a little shady.
Let me see.
After so many years go by.
Oh, apparently when you Google Father Mucker, it doesn't really give you drink options right away. Oh, so, yeah, I'm seeing blue and red, so I'm not really sure which one. Oh, I'm thinking of an AMF, an audio smother bleeper.
So we head upstairs after we finish the downstairs Father Mucker, and we go upstairs, and the upstairs bar fixes me another free drink.
Mm-hmm.
Another Father Mucker. Another red one.
Oh, boy.
I think that I remember that it's red because of the color of the snow later on in the night. Again, I digress. I'm jumping ahead of the story.
I just have so many questions already.
Okay. So we sit down at a table. We stay upstairs, and we're at the upstairs bar. And I learn that because I have this stamp on my forehead, that people in the bar notice that it's your 21st birthday, and complete strangers start bringing drinks over to mm-hmm. you. You don't know them, but they see it's your birthday, and they buy you a shot.
That's why I said it's dangerous.
So I just I didn't even move the rest of the night. I just sat in this chair and just, here's a shot, here's a shot.
Did you make it to any other bars?
No.
Only Rays?
No, only Rays.
Oh, wow, okay.
And so someone said this is called a wise man or something like that. I don't know.
And you're like, sure.
Yeah, just drinking shots. Happy birthday to me.
Down the hatch.
Woo! Okay. It was a quick evening. I think I made it to last call. I don't necessarily remember that.
Okay.
My memory of things that happened at that point, like after 2 o'clock in the morning on my 21st birthday, part one.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember that many things. I do remember Kate getting me out of the bar.
Okay. Good friend.
And I remember I remember falling in the snow. I remember laying in snow.
Oh, yeah, because it's, yeah, so your birthday is in March, and there's probably going to be snow in Kent.
And I remember the snow being red because of the Father. That's why I thought that the Father Mucker was red. Because that's,
gotcha.
That was the color of the snow as I'm hurling into some snowbank.
Oh, man. Okay?
So remember I said that Kate had a crush on this guy?
Yeah.
Named Kevin. Now, I remember her talking about Kevin before. Like, she would talk about how she had classes with him. I don't really remember. She just had a crush on him, and she would talk about him all the time.
Okay.
And I think I might have even met Kevin, like, once in, like, somewhere on campus, like in the hub or something like
that. Oh, okay. Yeah.
But I don't know if I, at that point, if I would have even been able to pick him out of a lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But it was just someone that she just talked about all the time. So Kate decides it would be a good idea to take me over to Kevin's house because she wants to see him that badly.
Kate, that's not a good idea.
It might have been a good idea for her, wasn't a good idea for me. And so the last thing I remember on this night is just sitting on someone's couch. That's it.
You don't know whose couch?
No, my head's back on the couch. I'm with Kate. Kate is... It's like Weekend at Bernie's. She's carrying me around Kent at this point. I'm just basically a walking corpse.
Just along for the ride.
Right. So that's the last thing I remember about that night.
Where did you wake up?
Here's the first thing I remember about that morning. It's Saturday morning. And
wait. Oh, wait. Okay.
Yeah,
I see.
Now it's early
Saturday
morning.
Your birthday is on Saturday. I see. So yeah. You went out on Friday night.
In the early mornings of Saturday. All of this happened in the early mornings of Saturday.
That's actually kind of nice because you have 2 days to get over your hangover then.
Now we are jump ahead to early dawn on Saturday.
Okay.
And I wake up and I'm in a bathroom. And it's a bathroom I've never seen before.
No.
Ever. And I just bring my head up. There's a tub. There's a toilet. There's a sink. Where in the world am I? I have no idea.
Oh, no.
I open up the bathroom door. I'm in a hallway. There's a bedroom to the left of me, a bedroom to the right, and there's a hallway. So I walk in down the hall, and I walk into the living room area, mm-hmm. and the TV's on, and there's a guy sitting on the couch, and he's watching TV. And I said, hi. He's like, hey, how you feeling? I'm like, I'm good. Who are you? And he's like, I'm Kevin. And I'm like, oh, you're Kevin.
He's like, I'm the owner of this house. Yeah. Like,
he's like, Kate brought you over here last night. I'm like, okay. Like, why didn't Kate take me with her when she left?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, I guess I was just hurling everywhere. So we decided the best place for you to leave you would be in our bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, okay, great.
So you got a nice night of sleep on the floor, I assume?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, where am I? And I find out I'm at Glenn Morris Apartments.
What are those called now?
I think that's where you lived. I think it's what did you live in?
Oh, they're on Morris Road.
Yeah.
It's Eagles Landing.
Eagles. So they've changed names. But
the ones with the big, like, floor-to-ceiling windows.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, back then it was Glenn Morris.
Okay, gotcha.
So that's where I was.
And there's only one bathroom in those places.
Yes.
Yes, yeah, there's only
right.
one.
So I knew where I was. And I'm like, well, thank God I'm within walking distance. So
I mean, that's still a rough walk, though, to do post-21st birthday in the snow.
Yeah. I mean, it was cold that morning,
yeah.
I'm sure. I don't even remember that part.
Like, even walking up that hill from Morris up to, I don't even know what that street is. I'm blanking. But, like, the one that runs between Morris and the university. Yeah. Even just that little bit of an incline is killer when you're hungover.
Come on. I didn't climb Mount Everest. I just walked from Glenn Morris back to the university, and it was maybe a half a mile.
I'm trying to give you so much props for being so brave. Just accept it.
Okay. The reason why that this is one of my all-time favorite stories, if not my favorite story of all time, is that Kevin, Kate's crush, the guy sitting on the couch to let me know where I was the morning I wake up after my 21st birthday. Kevin is my best friend to this day.
Wait, this is that Kevin?
And he's on the phone right now.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's so funny. Wait, are you even friends with Kate anymore?
No. I don't think I've seen Kate since that night.
Kevin, did you and Kate end up together?
No, we did not end up together.
Okay.
There are a lot of memories of this night. And that's part of the fun story is that, just thinking about it now, thank God there's no phones. I actually remember when Bill walked out of the bathroom that the phone was right on the wall. And one of the things
on the wall.
Yeah, we had a lot. You got a landline, right? So
all
the calls came in. To one phone. And so we had an answering machine and we had all phone numbers. And I just remember this now. We wrote, you gave me your number and we put it right next to the phone on the thing so that we knew who the hell it was. But yeah, so he was completely out of it. And Kate came over to basically, hang out, flirt, whatever.
Yeah, it was an excuse. It was an excuse for her to see you.
She had a plan.
Yeah, and I don't recall Bill vomiting, but I do remember him being very unwieldy. Like it was clear he was not leaving that apartment anytime soon. And I also remember Kate saying, is it okay if he just crashes here? Because there's no way we're going to be able to get him home. I'm like, yeah, whatever. It's totally fine.
You're like, what other option do I have?
That is insane.
How else is he getting out of here?
So only in college would this happen.
Complete stranger. Do you care if he sleeps on your bathroom floor?
Yeah. No other context this would work.
So if I remember right, we ended up, you came out, we chatted, and you took off. And if I remember right, I was like, well, if you're not doing anything tonight, we could hang out. And I do remember something like that, some kind of conversation.
Yeah. Well, here's what happened. So I still had to work that day.
Oh, my God.
Because on Saturdays, when I was working at WKDD, I worked
a day shift, probably.
I worked 3 to 7.
Yep.
So luckily, I was able to sober up a little bit. I was on the air at 3 o'clock. But then Kevin...
Probably still struggling, though.
Kevin called into the show to check up on me.
Aww.
He's like, hey, it's Kevin from Glenn Morris.
Wait, did you put him on?
I didn't put him on the air, no.
Oh, that would have been... You always talk about good content. That would have been some good content.
I know, but I wasn't doing a morning show back then. I was just... Yes, if I was doing a morning show, but I was just talking over song intros back then.
Yeah,
and it was
I guess
a Saturday. So, yeah. So Kevin called up just to check up on me. And then I was going out that night with my friend Amy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like,
Amy.
Amy, who I worked with at WKDD. We don't need to go into that story right now.
Okay.
But Amy was, so we were going to hang out birthday party part two Saturday night.
Right.
Because it's still technically my birthday.
Yeah.
And and Kevin and one of his friends met me out again that night at Ray's. So yeah, we hung out again.
It's so college, and that's that right there. That's like Kent State in a nutshell. I don't think you can come up with a more Kent State story than that. It's like my best friend of how many years now. I woke up in his apartment and did not know who he was.
I know, isn't that great? That's why I love it.
But the funny part about it is that for me, when I think about it, like when Bill and I hang out, we've never seen Kate ever again.
Yeah.
You never saw her again?
No, I did.
Well, you did in classes, but like you didn't like hang out with her again?
So here's the thing. So we get to the end of the spring semester.
Uh-huh.
But I was essentially, we were inseparable. That entire...
And Kevin?
Yeah.
Okay.
We hung out all summer long, the summer of 96. We still make reference to it, like among our friend group, like the summer of 96. It was the greatest summer of our lives.
That sounds like fun.
We were all 21 for the first time, the first summer that we were all 21 for the first time.
And was it like your first summer like staying? It was your first summer staying in Kent as a 21-year-old, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were in the bar every single night. We took road trips. We had barbecues during the day.
So fun.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. And then when I would run into Kate, she'd be so pissed. She was kind of pissed that we became like best friends and like kind of cut her out.
You stole Kevin from her.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Oh.
Yeah, no responsibilities, nothing.
Wow.
That was the greatest.
That sounds like a blast.
And the drink you're talking about, the
Fathermucker,
that is exclusive to Ray's as well. And the other drink you were thinking about was the Three Wise Men.
Yeah.
Jack Daniels, Jameson, and Johnny Walker.
Oh
my gosh.
I don't know how my body handled it.
I don't know how it did. That's so dangerous.
If I tried to recreate that, I'd die.
Yeah, you should recreate it.
I would die. That would be my last
Bill,
night on
Earth.
Should,
whenever we go back down to Kent, our next Kent trip, you should get one of those, for old time's sake.
I'll stamp my forehead and say I'm trying to recreate.
How about for old time's sake, we just get you get all hammered at Ray's and you go back to 850 number 3.
No, he has the apartment number and everything.
It's a Bare Naked Ladies song. Broke into the old apartment.
Oh, was it? What floor were you guys on?
Second floor. So you had to walk up one flight. And
okay.
And it was an interesting view of the pool, which was kind of odd, but it was all right.
That
but,
was my favorite pool to sneak into after I didn't live there anymore. Because
there
was never, it was the easiest one to sneak into because nobody was ever paying attention. You didn't need a key.
Oh my God. I'm sure you have some kind of disease from that. That pool was rancid.
Okay, well, I hope that they had cleaned it since the last time you saw it.
They might have been under different ownership since they changed the name of that place.
Honestly,
I don't think so. I think they changed ownership to get out of liability issues. I think it's the same people.
It wouldn't surprise me. It would not surprise me, like, at all.
Sounds on brand.
Yeah,
I lived in a college apartment.
The apartments that I lived in, well, I lived in Eagles Landing, but the one that I spent 2 years in was not Eagles Landing, but same management company. Mm-hmm. And the pool at that apartment complex, it was called Ryan Place. The pool at that place didn't open for like an entire summer 1 year, like because it was just like that busted up.
They're like, we just can't handle it. We don't.
That was my summer that I was like, okay, well, it's my time to be a criminal and sneak into pools. So I had my favorite pools. I went to Eagles Landing was my favorite, and then University. Oh crap, I can't remember what it's called. It was like nicer ones. Those ones I would always go because you did need a key for that one. Mm-hmm. But I would walk up to the gate. And I would like search my pockets and I would look over at someone and be like, oh my God, can you just let me in? I don't have my key. Mm-hmm. Every time it worked. Every time.
I would have turned you in.
Oh, so that is my favorite story of all time.
I just love that you came out of it with a BFF.
I know, right?
Like some great memories, but also like a best friend.
Yeah.
So unassuming.
That's why I love it so much. Like it's my favorite story. Do you see why I like that story more than the birth of my children?
Oh, yeah. No, I get it. I get it now. Like I said, I can't think of a more Kent State story than that right there. That's why I love that place so much.
Oh.
And I hope you don't tell your kids that, because I don't want them resenting me when I come to visit with Christmas gifts or birthday gifts or anything like that.
Once they're 21, I think they'll understand. Mm-hmm. They might resent you up until then, but, you know, it's fine.
And next year, that story is going to turn 30. That's insane.
Oh,
that's
wow.
That's a 30-year-old story now.
What are you doing to me?
Making
You're
myself, yeah.
Me,
we're
man.
Depressing ourselves.
You're killing me now that we're not going down to Kent, like that we didn't go down for your birthday. Like now I wish that we would have done that to recreate it.
What? It wasn't going to be recreated. Like I said, my body can't handle that anymore. I would have, that would have been it. We wouldn't be recording this podcast right now.
That is fair.
Yeah,
you.
But yeah, I mean, look, 30 years ago, Kevin's got adult children now.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, he was dead to the world in that bathroom because it was the only bathroom there. So basically, people needed to use that bathroom while he was snoring away.
Yeah. Wait, yeah, what did you guys do?
We peed over his head.
Yeah.
That's basically what we did.
Oh, wow. I was expecting you to say, like, we went down to the pool, but no, they just, like, straight up, like, walked over you.
No, you just had to deal with it. We shoved him to the side because Glenmore's had they had like those barn doors between the sink and the toilet and the shower.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. It was like its own separate little room.
Yeah, like a saloon.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very, very odd.
No, what's crazy is they still had those doors when I lived there. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Doors.
The saloon doors. It's not like a full door.
No, nope. Of course they did. Of course they did. So he was just stuck in there, man. It was a long time before he came out. I'm surprised you made it to work that day, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank God I didn't have to work any earlier than 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock.
If you could ballpark it, like what time did you become one with the world again?
I would say like 10 or 11. Had to have been like 10 or 11 o'clock.
It's pretty good.
10 or 11 the next week. I mean... You started drinking as soon as you were done with work, and then we started all over again. And then we had to get gyros. There was a whole thing that was associated with going out.
I don't know how any of us made it through that. Like genuinely, like I don't know.
Well, it built character and we made lifelong friendships.
There you go.
Yeah. We all win.
And until the day I die, Bill gets a text every March 9th of happy anniversary.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you guys have your anniversary on your birthday.
Yeah.
I'm so obsessed with this bromance. I love it. Hangovers fade, friendships are forever.
Thank you, Kevin, my friend.
You're welcome. Get back to work. Have a drink on me, and then we'll catch up soon.
Yeah, right. Kevin, we might need to keep in touch. I got to figure out how we can recreate this. I know he says he doesn't want to, but we got to figure out a way to talk him into it.
Well, clearly from this story, my door is always open. You're welcome to come on by anytime you want. There's beer in the fridge. And
I'm sure we could look up a Father Mucker recipe, too.
And we'll make something work.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Talk soon.
Thank you. Bye. Oh, that's nice. Next week, Alyssa's 22nd birthday story.
Yeah, my 21st wasn't fun.
Why? That's why.
Yeah.
Well, you still have to tell you have to explain next week. You have to explain why your 21st birthday was not fun.
It wasn't any like drama. I'll just like preface with that. I'll tell the story. It's quick, but like there's no fun drama. Don't get excited. But my 22nd was crazy.
Okay. So that'll be next week on Can't Read, Can't Write. Thank you for listening to this podcast.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.